Mike, pollination is finishing up in parts of Illinois. Talk to me a little bit about the weather this week, the weather last week, and what that potentially means for this corn crop.
Yeah, I guess to start with, Megan, I'd say from I-80 south, the Illinois corn crop is pretty well pollinated. Conditions were excellent. Warm, sunny days, ample moisture. So at least the corn I've walked, again, some of the best pollination I've ever seen. Right now, there's a lot of pollen flying north of 80 in the northern part of the state. But again, conditions look to be awful good. Good sunshine, plenty of moisture to get them through. So again, pollination looks good. We're getting a few rootworm beetles here and there and a few Japanese beetles here and there. But for the most part, silk lifting is not a problem. So conditions are near perfect for corn pollination, at least here in Illinois.
When we look at some of the other factors, are there concerns about foliar diseases and anything like that?
What we're seeing, Megan, it's been a little cool. So we had some gray leaf spot developing early part of July, but it's kind of stopped. Seeing some anthracnose stalk rot setting in where the corn has been pollinated. Not a lot of rust out there. Some talk about northern leaf blight. Have not seen a lot myself. But one thing I've noticed, once corn price, new crop dropped to around 350, I'm just not seeing the amount of airplanes spraying fungicides. So I would assume, you know, if we had 550 corn, it'd be a war zone out here. But yesterday I saw one flying that was about 300 miles from Bloomington all the way down to Kentucky, down across the border. So I'm just not seeing the activity from the spray planes based on economics. And to me, it looks like the biggest threat to this crop will just be stalk quality, assuming the crop ends up as big as we think it can be.
Does it make sense to even put more money into this crop with prices about 350 at this point?
Yeah, kind of what I've been telling growers, if a fungicide costs, you know, let's say $30 applied, you know, it takes a 9-bushel response to break even, and that's probably not going to happen based on historical fungicide response in Illinois. But for some of the growers who wait to harvest until corn dries, say, below 20%, maybe you've got a lot of acres, to me it makes kind of sense to maybe spray some of your acres more susceptible hybrids in those fields that have to wait on harvest. To me it looks like, again, if things finish as well as they started, be a big glut of grain that's not going to be able to be put away real fast. So lines, the elevator's been filling up. So to me, probably your best chance or the best thought process on the fungicides is to maybe try to control some of these stock rots and give yourself a better harvest window, or because it looks to be a long harvest.
What about, let's talk a little soybeans. How are things looking there? And is the crop playing catch up?
Soybeans, you know, there's some areas in the northeast part of the state that have had too much water where they don't look really good. But for the most part, the beans are greening back up. A lot of the beans, April planted into early May, depending on maturity or approaching R3. So some of the growers are thinking about, do I need a fungicide? What about insecticide? Potting looks to be pretty good with the nice cool conditions. It seems like we're setting pods on every node. So the bean crop's off to a really good start. And versus the last couple of years, we've got pretty good subsoil moisture, and I've been wrong on guessing bean yields the last 2 years when it's been dry in July, August, into September. I mean, this crop could be a monster if we continue to get these timely rains, as long as we can keep the disease out of them. Probably the biggest potential threats, Megan, at least in the northern half of the state, would be if any white mold set in with some of that cooler weather in early July, and also if we're going to see some sudden death kind of central Illinois and south. But we'll know more about that here in the next couple of weeks.
Fungicide application thought processes for soybeans?
I guess, Megan, I'm seeing quite a bit of Septoria, pretty normal occurrence, especially in the fields with more canopy. Been some talk about frog eye. I'm not seeing a lot of it myself. Not a lot of insect pressure out here in the fields. Again, figuring a $30 fungicide insecticide mix and $10 beans, about 3 bushel to break even. Probably see that type of response in most situations, but a lot of growers don't like fungicides on soybeans because it delays maturity, makes them a little harder to combine, kind of keeps the stems green. So unless economics change, I really don't anticipate a lot of Illinois bean acres being treated with fungicides, either just based on some of the economics and some of the gloom and doom, and you know, how much more money do we want to put in a crop that we're losing money to begin with on, as long as there weren't forward sales to support profitability.